When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Wade in the water. I think that actually should be the next name for a Jeremy Wade series on the Discovery Channel. Good evening, Jeremy Wade.
Hello there. Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Had you ever made that connection before? You, Wade in the water? It's like tailor-made for you.
It is, you know, to what extent do names dictate destiny? Apparently, that's where it actually comes from. I looked it up, and it is, a lot of names come from old occupations like Miller.
Right.
Anyway, Wade was the dweller by the ford.
How about that?
So my ancestors, were linked with rivers, and so it's something in my DNA, which is
Well, you know, you've been a guest before on Coast to Coast, and unfortunately, both times are with me because I'm such a big fan, and so I keep dragging you onto this show because I just think you're great.
Wrong with that. Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, I love the new series, but I it's so rare for me to ever see, and every so once in a while, I'll catch one. A River Monsters show that I hadn't seen before. But they're just always so much fun, and they're still running, and people can catch them on Hulu and some of the other platforms that carry some of the old shows. But you've been doing this now. For how long have you been looking for mysterious, almost legendary creatures in water on TV?
Ooh. On TV, River Monsters and its sort of spin-offs, that goes back, I think, 12, 11 years now. So
yeah.
There is a lot of episodes out there. So there are fans who still haven't seen all the episodes. Lots of strange creatures, fish, and other things under the water all around the world. And it's been great. And now in Mysteries of the Deep, we stay with some creatures, but we take things out into other strange things.
Which I like a lot, too. I think that it is so, it just so fits you. And here's what I like about the show, this, or at least as I'm looking at it as a Jeremy Wade fan, when I'm watching the new show again, Mysteries of the Deep, is on Discovery, is that the way it's shot, it looks like you don't have to spend as many weeks out of the year actually traveling to these locations. That some of the stuff, it looks like you can do, like they're shooting some of the, I work in media, so I look at these things maybe a little bit differently, but it looks like some of these were shot maybe hopefully closer to home, because I used to look and you go, when does this guy ever have time for a life? He's in a little boat in the middle of the Amazon, and that, you got to have time to be dad or, husband or something.
Yeah, well, River Monsters, I would be away from home about half the year, something
yeah.
like that. So that was very, very much of a full-time job. With Mysteries of the Deep, it's a bit more of a virtual journey.
Yeah.
Also, we recruited this very wide and diverse team of scientific experts who are, coming in and giving their sort of unique insights from their perspective. So marine archaeologists, but then people like specialists in tree rings and underwater acoustics. So they're coming in because those fields are not my expertise.
Right.
And also we just got hold of just amazing footage. So a lot of what we see is stuff that there's no way I could have shot it because it's just somebody who happened to be somewhere and they've got some footage. And so it's a totally different type of show. And instead of one episode just being about one destination, we're all over the place. There's four or five different stories in each episode. So something to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing I like about the new show. Again, we're talking about Mysteries of the Deep on Discovery, is that you hit several different stories in the same hour. But I really anybody who's a fan of River Monsters knows the cool thing about River Monsters, and I believe I mentioned this the last time I had you on, was that you do find the things that you're going for. A lot of the shows on Discovery, as much as I enjoy them, in the end, it's kind of a null hypothesis. They don't find what they were looking for. They start off and it looks great, but in the end, they have a little bit of audio or something from something that was in the woods, and that's as good as it gets. You actually find, if you don't find the real thing that you're looking for, you find a pretty good version, maybe a slightly smaller version of that creature that had been, terrorizing a river community. And I think that the payoff level on River Monsters was higher than any other show of its kind on television.
Yeah, absolutely. We did have an amazing field open for us there, because basically freshwater fish just hadn't been featured on TV before.
No.
Natural history programs. Nobody knew about a lot of these creatures. And the reason being is that, it's a very simple reason, is that a lot of rivers and lakes, the water is murky. You can't see anything. So you can't do a sort of Jacques Cousteau type program where you just send somebody down with a camera and you film what's there.
Right.
You've got to approach it a different way. So I was using mostly a fishing line. But then we were looking into the folklore surrounding these creatures, because again, where you haven't got the knowledge, you have a very rich folklore, lots of fishermen's tales. I mean, that always gets people in. Fishermen are renowned for making things up. So this, we start with a story. This sounds very, very unlikely, but you're right. At the end, we would actually show something that might be, in many cases, as big as I am, or even
yeah.
And it came from a river. How's that possible?
But, exactly. That was the amazing thing. And I think that's what bonded me to River Monsters, was that, other than the fact that you come off, to as sort of the 007 of freshwater anglers, got this cool, British vibe and the whole bit, but you are the real deal, and you're not a poser, and you get in there and you admit. Well, I always liked how you would sometimes talk about how this type of fishing isn't something that you were used to doing. And so you would kind of fumble your way through the first couple of attempts. But by the end of the show, clearly you were coming up with something, because you didn't just have a glimpse of it on a shadow of some, sonar equipment. You were actually holding that thing up out of the water. Yep. And I thought, it's going to bite your head off, man.
Yes. And I think, what we try to do is take the audience with us. It's a mental puzzle, but it's also a physical challenge. And, for every show that we planned, I would come along, and it would be a case, we do need to show this at the end. And it was a lot of pressure, actually, and particularly as time went on, because, we're off filming. We're filming for about 3 weeks, and we're shooting all the scenery and interviews with people. But if we don't have the fish or the creature in the end, we haven't got a program.
Exactly.
Real pressure, which, and often that came across, an air of desperation creeping in.
Right.
Made it, all the more gripping in a way.
But that also put you in these very dangerous places, and I know a little bit about it only because I lived along the Mississippi, and I know any time that you're fishing near dams, or there are certain areas where, you can get sucked under really fast if you're not careful. And I think that was the other thing about the show, is as far as, quote-unquote reality shows go, you showed a lot of the reality of what it was like just to try to catch a fish under these extraordinary circumstances. And then the success rate, which, as you point out, it's so often replicated maybe slightly, if you'll pardon the pun, slightly scaled down version of the fish story that was being told on the banks, it was still like you found fish that could take off somebody's leg, or somebody that could, a fish that could easily take away a small child. And this was part of what the legend might have been built on, and you actually found that. And I just thought, wow, that's a hell of a way to spend a year. But now I'm glad you're not having to be on the road that much, and we're still getting great enjoyment out of this new show. In Mysteries of the Deep, you kind of bring in shipwrecks into it too, which is also another thing of mine. Has that always been something you're interested in?
Well, I mean, through fishing, I got into diving, into scuba diving, and one of the things that's, you know, very interesting to see when you're under the water is shipwrecks. There is something very moody and spooky about them. There's always a story. There's often a mystery. How did it end up down here? And in Mysteries of the Deep, you know, there are stories like, you know, why is this particular shipwreck so, you know, normally, you know, they're damaged. Well, you know, why is this particular shipwreck so, you know, so perfect looking? There's also another story about disappearing shipwrecks, you know, huge lumps of metal on the bottom of the sea, which were
right.
Popular dive sites, and then suddenly they're gone. Where'd they go? Where does that disappear to? So, you know, that's one story that we investigate, which is
right.
Pretty fascinating. I dived, just a personal story, a few years ago, I dived a wreck called the Spiegel Grove off Florida, and that was sunk deliberately to create an artificial reef. And actually, we featured that in a River Monsters episode about Barracuda.
I love that one.
The idea was to sink it so that it was standing upright. And something went wrong, and it ended up on its side. And it's like, oh, well, there we go. This, you know, this massive transporter ship, which is on its side. And then you had hurricane season sweep in one year. I think it was Sandy. I can't remember. Anyway, so obviously all diving, all navigation is off. And then when things calmed down, somebody went out to dive the Spiegel Grove. And they're going down, you know, 100 feet in the water, and then suddenly they're on the ship, and they realize it's the right way up. So suddenly this ship, which had been on its side, is now the right way up.
Oh my God!
You know, that is a fairly fascinating story. I mean, nothing sort of mysterious or supernatural involved, but I mean, it tells you something. I mean, you were talking about dams and you know,
right.
The danger of fishing. You know, the power of water,
right.
It really is something that you have to respect. And, I think we try and get that across as well.
We're talking with Jeremy Wade, who, as he pointed out at the beginning of the half hour, the name Wade goes back to Old English, referring to people that live along water. By the way, for people that don't know, my last name, Punnett, means a small basket for holding strawberries, correct? Do you buy your... strawberries by the punnet in England still?
Indeed, we do. And when I was a kid, I used to go fruit picking, and that's right. I mean, that is indeed what it is. Is that where it comes from, or is it?
It comes from Middle French. Somewhere in Middle French, it referred to the size of a fist. So I think that's where we get the measurement from, or the capacity for strawberries of the size of a fist. But they don't know whether it meant fist in terms of throwing a fist, or just whether. But however that worked, a punnet is about the size of one's fist, and that's why how you buy strawberries. So I think it's the only reason that people know the name outside of America, other than my last name.
Yes. I mean, it's definitely a word in my, on the fringes of my vocabulary. Yes.
Yeah. So I love the new series. There was one of the old River Monsters, though, that was also close to me, which is you did one. I want to make sure I've got it straight in my head. You did one in Minnesota where you caught one of the biggest. Was it a pike or what was it? Was like whatever the freshwater cousin of the barracuda is.
Muskie.
Yeah, muskie. That's what it was. Right.
Was it a muskie? We did a muskie show where I ended up in just over the border in Canada.
Right.
But the muskie is that sort of freshwater
right.
version of the barracuda, which can be ridiculously hard to catch. They call it the fish of 10,000 cars. You know.
Yeah. But that's but that's where, but around Minnesota, just to speak to the legends part, you know, people would talk about these violent muskies or kids that would be bitten by a fish who would be standing in shallow water, or people that were bit and they were like, yeah, right. You know, and but that's what you helped really prove once and for all, that some of these things are huge and they've got a barracuda like bite.
Yeah, and they really look the part as well. I mean, we don't have muskie here, but we have pike, the same as your northern pike. And
right.
You know, there's always legends about them attacking people. I mean, the thing that I should point out is that these incidents when fish bite people or whatever, they're normally very rare. It's not normal behavior, but it still is possible. So, you know, they're not everyday events, but we take these fishermen's stories and we show that this isn't complete nonsense. This isn't completely made up, but in certain circumstances, you know, you could be in danger from something there. And the other thing is, it's trying to encourage, well, first of all, knowledge of what lives in the water, but also an understanding of it, because sometimes if somebody is bitten or whatever by a fish, it's not the fish's fault, it's the person's fault for actually being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, maybe the fish was, some fish when they're breeding, they get very aggressive. They don't like anybody coming near their nest or whatever. And the other thing is, returning to the business of low visibility, sometimes a fish just makes a mistake. If you imagine somebody's foot pale colored in muddy water waving around enticingly, that's going to look like a small fish to something predatory. So it grabs a foot without knowing that that's a foot. So there's normally a logical explanation, which isn't just the fact that this fish hates humans. It's a, you know, much more sort of biological explanation going on.
Well, and that the same type of thing, and it speaks again to water currents and whatever, is the idea of sharks in brackish water, or even going all the way up into fresh water, where it's not even necessarily a mix, but how much further into fresh water sometimes a shark can swim upriver.
Absolutely. This is specifically bull sharks, which is, I still find that incredible. The fact that, because most sea fish, if you put them in fresh water, they die. They just can't handle it. You know, it's the cells in their body would just take on so much water and would explode. They can't do it. But fish like salmon, obviously, they cross that barrier. They have this amazing sort of physiological trick. But this one species of shark, bull sharks, they used to swim a long way up the Mississippi. They swim into the canals down in Florida.
Yes,
it's a handy thing to know if you live in one of those places. You know that they're, you know, what might just be under the water.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.